That game sure flipped in a span of a minute and 2 seconds.
No, the guy showed a ton of spirit, and we said that, get one, and then we'll go from there. And what a way to get one right there with a shorty, and Pick made a hell of a shot, and yeah.
The next one, I was more impressed with the pass from Vince Corcoran. Number one, he had a lot of ice time tonight. Number two, that's pretty good vision for a guy who hasn't played a ton.
Well, he's just got good instincts. He's got really good instincts.
How about Carter Jones just finding an open spot there in the slot and saying, hey, give me the puck?
Yeah, and they obviously, you know what, they had blown coverage right there, and Vinny recognized that. Jones, he was in a good spot.
You had a lengthy conversation there with the refs. What was that about there?
Well, they had too many men on a change, but it was about a minute before that, and the puck obviously it went into the zone and came out of the zone, and we just said that we weren't going to challenge it. But there was like seven guys on the ice on one line change one time.
Modern technology still can't help in 100% of the time. But the game just ended, and we don't know yet, but this kind of an effort in the third period in a hostile environment has to be good for you down the stretch, doesn't it?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, that's up to the players, but you got to build on it. You got to build on the period. That's what I just told them, build on the period.
I thought your third line of Road, Jutting, and Pickering was certainly your most energetic line tonight. Do you agree with that?
Yes, by a mile. I agree with you, Schultze.
What is it? Those three just flat out works.
They play hard, and they play heavy, and you got to play heavy against these guys.
It's not bad for three guys who had never played together.
But it's all about the game, knowing how to play the game, and just playing hard. That's 90% of it.
Like I mentioned, Vince Corcoran had a ton of ice time tonight. Is that just coming with more confidence that you have in him?
Yes, absolutely.
He seemed to make smart plays all the time, and a lot of freshmen don't always make that smart play, but he seems to make better decisions more often than not.
He's a heady player.
Certainly entertaining one, Tom. We'll see you back home.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.